So we are starting from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. There's a dot in the Mai Gemara. It's called the Dhamma Dereisha. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 words in the end of the line, 5 lines from the bottom. Tamil Ches Amin. The Dhamma Dereisha, if somebody suffers blood in his head. Now, the way the Mepharshim seem to learn it, Rashi says, Chayli Ke'ev HaReish, an illness of a headache, Abba Machmas Dam, it comes because of blood. My Masifta Gemara, it says because too much blood rushing. I don't know what Archko says. Does Archko explain it any better? Anybody with an Archko there?
Blood of the head.
Blood of the head, okay. Lacey Shurvana, he should bring a Shurvana, a Drashi Min Eretz, it's a kind of cedar. The Gemara there lists the 10 kinds of cedar trees, and one of them is called the Shurvana. Ubina, and Bina is a Drashi Arava. It's a Arava, whatever, I forget what Arava is called in English, a willow. That's Dara, and a fresh myrtle, a fresh Hadas. That's a Dara, is a Drashi Hadaslach. The Zeta, and olives. Chofa, the Chofa. Chofa, Rashi says, is Tafsufa. It's H. Jeshmoy Pupler, which it's very similar to a willow. The Gemara in Sukkah says a willow is kosher and a Tafsufa is pasul, but they look almost identical. The Chofa Diyama, and that is Chofa Diyama, I believe, is, I figured out what that was. One second. Chofa the Yama is, what's the name again? Cloves.
Cloves.
Cloves, right, cloves. The Yavla. Yavla is a kind of grass. Rashi, we'll see. The Shekinu Badi Adadi, and cook all these ingredients together. With less made cuts, your Haigi Zagration. Pour 300 cups on one side of the head. The plus made cuts, your Haigi Zagration. And 300 cups on the other side of the head. Rashi. And Rashi, we are up to Chofa. That's the cloves, Yavla Menesha, Varda is right. Biloy Lace Varda Chiyura. I think it means a white rose. Is that what it says?
Yes.
The coin of Chiyura, that all its leaves are on one side, meaning I guess it doesn't go around the circle, just on one side. The Lishkele you should take, the Yishalke you should cook it. The little shittin kasya haigi sideration, 60 cups on one side of the head, the shittin kasya haigi sideration. This looks like a little bit complicated. It's only one ingredient. I don't know if it works as well. Rashi, the rusa, the clay, the chadara, all its leaves are on one side, zelam alu, and zap. Okay. The next illness the Gemara discusses, we're going to have a block in some of this report. Mr. Chusab, a headache of half the head. Does Arsko enlighten us anymore?
Migraine,
okay. Lazy time to go, Lombara. That's the wild chicken that we had last week. The Lishkatan Shechted Bezuzi Chiyura, a coin of silver that is white, meaning it's been, Sarav Rashi says, it's been, I guess, put through a cleansing process. Ahugisa, the kind way, you should check the chicken on over the guy's head on the side that hurts him. With his dharma dhamma to be careful from the blood, the loyalist minulated not to blind his eye, the little of the safe at the bubba, and then he should hang the chicken at the doorpost of the door. When he goes in and out of the house, he bumps into the chicken. Rashi, the trash of the Tzuchusa came Chatsi Reish, the Zuzikiyura, the Dinah Shakes of Tzorov. I think Tzorov means cleansed. The Shchitanum, the Haigis of the Kavlish, Yazim Tazam Chatsi Reish Shemakev, the blood should flow on the half of the head where there's the pain, the little of the Tanagola Shachut, and it should shit and hang the chef, the chicken, the save the Bubba Bimzuzu Sapesach, the doorpost of the house. Next before, the Brukasi, which is a sickness of the eye. I would have said it's cataract, but I don't think so. Rashi says, In my Masechta Gemara, it says it's a kind of spirit that blocks the eye from seeing. Are it's called any more enlightening than that?
Cataracts.
It's called the cataracts.
He says cataracts, okay. Let's see, after the same Khumri, he should bring a scorpion that is seven colors, meaning it's old. And since it's very old, it begets into, it turns seven different colors. The Yavsha Betula, I guess it's a dead scorpion. The Yavsha Betula, dry it in the shade, meaning not in the sun. It shouldn't dry because of the sun, it's dry in the shade. Two portions of eye makeup and one portion of it. And put three medicine droppers. Again, if I translate something wrong, please correct me. In one eye and three in the other eye. Fela limni, not anymore. Dulei paka enik, it caused the first eye to explode, meaning to break up. Rashi. Because of its age. Not because of the sun. Two parts. I make up the one part of this. Plus the mikali. It's the feather of a bird, a kaf rochav dak shoetz, or a very thin, I don't know what it says, rochav, very thin spoon of wood. I guess it's wide and comes to a point. Like a medicine dropper, I guess, unless Artsur has a different translation. Not careful not to put more in. Something in my mind to the Shavila Delilah, that is night blindness. Maybe Shudra Barka, he should bring a rope made out of the hair of an animal. Rashi says of the tail of a horse or a cow. And the Nesir Chodr Karmine, and he should tie one of his legs to this rope. The red of the Chodr Karmikalbo, and the other side should be tied to the dog, to the foot of a dog. The Nitrabi Basre, and the children should take broken pottery, broken pieces of cheres. Cheres is cheres?
Shards,
thank you. Shards after that. They should say, this is called a lachash. Lachash is a different kind of refuah. It's not a natural refuah like the other things were. There were medications. This is like you say words, and these words help. They should say, Asa Kalba means an old dog, Achsa Tainagula, and a stupid chicken. The Ligvi Shave Umti Mishivabati, and they should take seven pieces of meat from seven houses. The Sinagahab Chinoy the Desha, and they should put it in his by the door of his house, by this pivot of the door. And they should eat it afterwards in the garbage dumps of the city. Basaraki Lipshit Shudra Barko. And afterwards, he should untie this rope that he's been wearing to put it in the dog. Right? The name Ruhachi, and they should say the following Lachash. Shaviri the Pointy by Punusa, the blindness and so and so, the son of the late, whatever lady. Shavkinu the Pointy by Punusa, should leave this person. The Lake Ru, the Lake Du, their Gairis, and they should go, the Kalba. The Bevisa De'ene, to go to the dog, in the Bevisa De'ene is the pupil of his eye. Rashi, the Shavir Delilah, Samvar Mabos Allah the Belilah, Shudu Barka, Chevel Shaser Behema, Chazon of Sus Rupara, of the tail of a horse or a cow. The name of Chadakar Mikalbo, Yitzar, Echad Miraglov, the regular Kela Bishnei Rashi Chebel. One of his legs or one of the legs of a dog, literally Yanki Khasra Basray Kashutanikas, Shibriha Rasanachra, the Yamul Lachas there, and they should say this Lachas, after Kalba, after time ago, Zakim Kalim Shaita time ago, a old dog and a foolish chicken, the people of the house should put these pieces of meat but senor the tasha. In the pivot, you know, of the door, and yet each one puts it in the pivot of their door. Then he collects those pieces of meat and eats it kilkily on the ashbites and the garbage dumps. Lipsha Yatir Akesha Maragway under the knot. Visa the Ainab above his Ainab. Now, I'll take a moment. The big machlekes we showed him about the use of lachash. There's three kinds of refuas that we'll be discussing here. There is the medical refuas that the Gemara gives its refuas. Again, we don't do those anymore. Then there is the kameas, things like that. Those are called refuas zguli. They work through zgulas, through some powers that we don't understand. They're not natural. Wearing an amulet is not a natural, but it's the Rabbi Nishlalim gave the power to certain people to write amulets, or gave what amulets to be written, in order to save people from illnesses or to cure them from illnesses. And the third kind of refuah that we'll be talking about, called the lachash. The lachash is also a kind of zgula, but it's said by saying words, some that make sense and some that don't make sense. And it's min hasayid, meaning we have no idea why it works. It's not like a physical medicine that we can attribute that it works naturally. And it's not like a kameya. It's like a lachash, words that make no sense, but it works. Now, the question is, can we use lachash? So the Gemara Shabbos says that if it has refuah, it's not darkei amayri. It's not considered the derech of avodah zarah. But those who don't have refuah, time to say lachshim, is considered darkei amayri. That's what the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos. And Rashi explains that to mean that it's not, meaning people don't see it working. People don't see it working, so therefore it's darkei amayri. Things that work are not darkei amayri, and things that don't work are darkei amayri. That's what Rashi explains later on. The Rush asks on Rashi, and he says that the Gemara says they used to do the lachashim sometimes without being a refuah. So the Rush says, it depends. If it's for Indian refuah, you can try it even though it's not proven to work. That's what the Rashba says. That anything that that you do in L'shem refuah, even if you're not sure it works, is considered okay, what to do. Rabbi Yain is Machmer, and he says only those that we are proven to work, if not, you're not allowed to do it. It seems to be my claim, because you say them, to what latitude one is allowed to use the concept of lachash. Is it only if it's a proven refuah, or any time the type person tries a refuah with one of those lachshim, it's mutter also. So that's what it seems to be. But things that are not refuah, some could say lachash for other reasons, is a question of darkei amayri, which we hold as us. Back to the Gemara. The shaviri diyamama, day blindness, that's what Shaviri the Yamama means, day blindness. Right? Shaviri the Yamama, day blindness. Like the Shiva Sumki, the Gavad the Chayusa, Rashi learns it means seven spleens from the inside of an animal. Now, it's interesting because spleens are inside of an animal. So I'm not 100% sure, according to Rashi, what we mean by the inside of the animal. Other Rishonim learned that sumki doesn't mean spleens. Sumki means lean meat, like we had earlier in the Mesepirik. By curing the Kodaikas, we used lean meat. It was called sumka. Here at sumki, Rashi learns it means spleens. The other Rishonim mean take a piece of lean meat from the inside of the animal, meaning internal organs as opposed to the external. But Rashi learns it means spleens. And if finu achas b'di umnam, you should roast it on a piece of shard that's used, meaning people that let blood, collect the blood in that shard. So it's a dirty shard. The lace of Yimigagoi, he should sit in the house. And then Shachrinim Avroi and somebody else should sit on the outside of the house. The name of Lay, and he should say to him the following thing. Avira, blind person, Havli de Echo, give me the spleens to eat. The name of Lehech, and the one inside the house should say, Psicha, one second, Psicha, hold one second.
The other way around.
And I'm sorry. The name of Lehavira, the blind person should say, I'm sorry, give me the spleens to eat. The name of Lehech Psicha, and the healthy person whose eyes work, should say, Sav Echo, take it, lean and eat, meaning take it and eat. Basu the uncle, and after he eats it, which I guess it's only mutter because of the blindness, because Machaira comes from a dirty thing. I'm not 100% sure why he should be able to eat it. Lisbe Lachasbe should break that shard. Yiloi, if he doesn't break it, the blindness will come back. Rashi, I find it some key tchulim that's a spleen, tachas medom, the klicheres medobel, a dirty piece of cheres, shemakizm lutechadam, the people put blood into it. And namely, Avir Lepsicha, the blind person should say to the sitting person, Havli Reichu, give it to me so that I can eat. Period. Nothing more about the Dhamma, the Asim, and the Chira, for a person who has a blood nosebleed, Laisi Gavri Kaya, the Shmei Levi, he should bring a person who's a Kaya and whose name is Levi, the Licht of Levi the Mefreya, and that person should write the name Levi backwards, which means Yud Vav Lamed. That's what it would mean, right? And it doesn't say what to do with it, but I assume it doesn't say whether you put it into the nose or not. Not sure. Doesn't say. So I don't know. Viloi, Lacey Inish Mialma, you should bring anybody else, from anywhere else, from the marketplace. The next of Lay, and the person should write, Anam, Papush Barsumki, Lama Freya. You should write that backwards. Papa Shili Bar Sumka. Ana Papa Shili Bar Sumki. You should write that backwards. It's a lachach. And that's supposed to stop the bleed. Eloi, and if he doesn't have that or he can't find somebody, Niftav Lehachi, he should write the following lachash for himself. And that is the Tam Deli, the May Kesev, Tam Deli, the May Begum. And again, this is a lachash. Rashi doesn't bother to translate it. It has to do the taste of a bucket in silver water and in pnei begam, which I don't know what it is. Let's just finish this. That doesn't happen, meaning it doesn't say we can't do it. There's another illness, another cure. They say ikwada safsuta, to bring the root of a safsuta is unripe wheat, I believe. What does he translate it as?
It's a type of plant which was usually used for animal fodder.
The asa de boya, atika, and a rope. The straw to sleep on. The kordama, and that is off the piece of paper. It's Marika. What's Marika? Hello? Anybody help me what Marika is?
Saffron. Saffron.
Rag paper. Rag paper.
Rag paper. That's cortisa.
Saffron. Right. Marika is saffron.
Saffron. The curriculum is type of saffron. And I lost the place. Where am I? Yeah, here I am. The sumka of the lulava, and the red part of grows in a lulav. There must be something red that grows in a lulav. Not 100% sure what it is. Red like flowers. The nekvinu ba'adadadi, and burn all these ingredients together. Belaysi gavu with the amra, and bring a piece of wool. The nigdo tarkim silta, and make two wicks out of them. The litmish b'chala, and dip them, soak them in vinegar, v'nigadvu b'kitma, and then roll them in these ashes of that mixture when he burnt, until it gets attached, b'kitma day, in this ashes, v'neisim b'nechirei, and put it into his nostril. Let's catch up with Rashi. That's Rashi. Pabashila lachashi, tam gliba mekesav lachashi, ashlut b'puria, kevel shomita, a rope of a bed, kortum in the yorshom mukhen. It is a paper made out of material, meaning of some kind of, what's the name again? Mukhan is like wool or rags. I guess that's where you got rag paper from. Marika Krug. Marika is Krug, which is saffron. The silk of the love is over Adam, I got the Lulav. A red thing that grows in the Lulav. And the silk of the Lushan Dilim. Yasab Silim and Antemer. You should make a wick from the wool. Litmus Machala. Yishra Bechaimet. You should soak it in vinegar. You should roll it in the ashes of that mixture. And the yidbekei for boy, the ashes should attach itself to it. And Nishdala is not here. No, it's not here. That's the Gemara by turn. The next piece of Gemara. Okay? The next Eli, if that, if you didn't do that, there's another kind of way to heal the nosebleed. That's the Amos HaMayiv, the Mishra Chavi Mayiv. If you look at a stream of water that goes, flows from east to west, the Nivstein is step, the Nekim Chatkar, the High Gisa, the Chatkar, the High Gisa. So put one leg on one side of the stream and the other leg on the other side of the stream. The Nishka Tina, Biyadeh, he should take with his Biyadeh Yamina, he should take with his right hand mud, the Tusikai, the small of them under his left foot. We got the small of the Tusikai, the Yamina, and take mud with his left hand from under the right foot, right? And the Nigdo Tartib Sultan, he should again, the Amra, he should make two wicks out of wool, the Hitmish Patina, and stick it in, soak them in this mud, the Nesa Benachira, and put it into his nostril. And I don't believe there's any Rashi on this. Be like, and if not, Laisi Tusa Maziva, he should sit under a pipe of water, the meaning a pipe that's usually used for water. I don't think it has water at this point because the next line is going to say to put water on it. The Nasi Mai Velishtale, and they should put water and throw it through this pipe on him. The Lamrin, they should say, okay, to the Paskarani Maya, thus this water is stopping to flow from the pipe. I'm listing them in the Panya Bepanisa. So also, this person's bleeding should stop. The Nishdale, Derech Marzev, they should throw the water through the pipe. Okay. That is that. Yes.
You may have mentioned this already. What is the source of these maneuvers? Who is this? Was this through prophecy? What's the source of this?
Again, Chazal had a Kabbalah Messiah handed down from generations and generations of these things. By the way, they don't work today. And it's even easier to try them today, because if people will try them and it doesn't work, the Chazal didn't know what they were talking about. And the Rishonim say that our bodies don't react the same way that their bodies reacted. So therefore, we're not even allowed to try them. Besides for one and Masechet Shabbos, we're not even allowed to try them. The source
right,
is
I heard that. I just was wondering where the left foot, right foot, east, west. This is just a Masorah handed down from...
Correct. 100% handed down. We have no idea where it comes from. I mean, where it came from. Now, think my back. The Dhamma is asking me Puma for a person who has a bleeding from the mouth. Now, that is a sign of internal bleeding. We're not talking about that his gums are bleeding or his teeth are bleeding. We're talking about his bleeding internally. So, but kinele begila de chitza, what you take is a piece of straw from a piece of chaff or straw from a wheat kernel, from a wheat growth, I mean from a wheat plant. Right? Isarach, if it's sticky, it sticks to the straw. Mereya kasi, that means it's a bleeding from the lung. The isleta kanta, and it's possible to fix it, meaning it's curable. Bilai, It doesn't stick me kaptakasi, coming from my liver. The less like the kanta, and there is no cure for this kind of bleeding. It's a fatal bleeding, and poor guy, but he's not going to make it. That means it makes it sound that the lung is more curable than the liver. The Mishnah makes it sound that anything in a lung makes an animal trefa, which means can't survive past a certain time, more than anything that happens to the liver. If the liver is missing and there's nothing left, that's a trefa. The lung that has a hole or is missing a piece is a trefa. That means a reya has to be complete, no missing and no hole. A liver, animal can miss most of its liver. As long as it has some left, it can survive, which is true even medically today. Liver regenerates itself. Right, so the Gemara's question is, so we see liver is more curable than lungs, if anything. Amalei, given the mipume kasi, if it's bleeding from the mouth, that is a sign, that means that the liver has totally, what word am I looking for? It's completely disintegrated. That's the word I'm looking for. And that's why he cannot survive. Mashenk in the lung, the bleeding is not an indication of a hole or anything missing, and therefore is curable. Rashi, Sarach Nidbaka Kash Badam Gila, whatever it is, even the Dhamma the Kabdi Shakli Lamatim and Araya, or even Lamailo Dachavad, the liver which is further down the body and the lung is making it up through the mouth. Emre Smuchi Isma Kula Kabda, that means the whole liver disintegrated, the Khmana Lutman, with the Shari Menukum, nothing is left. And it went into the lung through the pipe from the liver, which is attached to a pipe of the lung. I think a pipe means a vein or an artery, I'm not sure. Back to the Gemara. Dr. Gemara writes, Amamar, we learned, if it comes from the lung, it's curable. Now, what is the cure? My takant. That the Gemara laces sheva, I think the word is supposed to be buni. I think that's what it's changed to. Yeah, buni. Mipurma de silka. You bring seven fistfuls of leaves of a target is beets. Is it beets?
Live beets.
Live beets.
Yeah.
I'm sorry? Beets, yeah, okay. Yeah. Mishiva Puri Perma the Farsi, seven fistfuls of leaves of leeks, the Chamisha Buni Preda, and five fistfuls of a kind of grass that's called Preda, which we don't know what it is. Does ours grow?
No.
The Plasa Buni the Tavuchi, and three fistfuls of lentils, the Ubuna the Kmuna, and a fistful of, what's the name again? I just don't know what it is. Flip my mind. What is the kamuna?
Cumin.
Is it?
Intestinal fat.
Can't hear you.
Cumin. Cumin.
Okay, the kamuna the chavli and a rope of a certain kind of vegetable called chavli. I don't know what it is, and Ukenegdan, and the same amount of all of these, Kamsa Patrisa, he should take the entrails of a animal that's a firstborn, that should be equal in volume to all those fistfuls of things, Levasho, and cook them all together, and eat it. Abase, Lishta Abase, and he should drink Shikur Harifa, the Tevis, which is good, sharp beer. Tevis means, at the top of us, it's very good. Rashi, the Rashi, Kvuni is from the egg rice, fistful, pyramid, the silka, knivas, teredim. These are the leaves of beets, Canadium Kasir Kalevu Kansa Patrisa, Entrol Shabahima Shoisa Patarach Lima, the entrol of an animal that was a firstborn to its mother. Period. That takes care of that illness. Now we move on to the next illness. Makacha, Matrashi, Chayli Ashinayim Apnimim, the illness of the inner teeth, I guess the molars. Makacha, Amar Rabbi Barakuna, so Rabbi Barakuna says, Reisa Tumba Yechida, he should bring a garlic, the head of a garlic, that only had one side. That's what Rashi says. The Nimra say the Mishra, and he should grind it up with oil and milk and salt. The Nesra Atufra the Oyaina Dahugisa the Kayavle, he should put it on the nail of the thumb on the side that the tooth is hurting him, where he has his toothache. Vinahadale Gidamfa Delisha, and then he should put around this mixture some ring of dough. But his dialogue of this way, but he has to be careful that this mixture not touch any of his skin. It should stay on the nail, because the kashya d'chiyura can cause leprosy. Rashi, the drashi, the kachachayli ashinayim atnimim, the illness of the inner teeth, tumi chidah reishum, the top of a garlic slay by the telech and only on one side, the nimrasi shakan and she grind it. Tukudo yuni, al tiparin shabai yad, on the nail of his thumb. It is the distress of Yigal Isishum and Sarai. This garlic should not touch his basu, the kash the chiyure, taras is bad for taras. Now, by the way, to us, this Gemara is like a very difficult Gemara because we're not really following, you know, it's not practical to us. But what it did prove to the people, the time of Chazal, is Chazal's vast knowledge of how the human body operates and what it reacts to. Because in those days, this worked. And it proved the Chazal's knowledge in all areas, including medical areas. And therefore, the Gemara spends time on this because, A, it teaches the regular people when they used to teach this. It was a way of them learning medicine, what to do in these cases. It also proved their knowledge in all areas of medicine. So to us, it's like a very, we're just reading a Gemara and we're having a hard time with it because it's not practical to us. L'chinchi, back to the Gemara. The chinchi is a boils, pimples, or boils that grow in the neck, in the throat. Amar Rabbi Yechonin, chumsi, you should bring chumsi is leaves of the chumsi plant, which I don't know what it is. Does Arsko know what chumsi is?
Pyrethrum, Pyrethrum.
This is the kind of word. What they mean in any language, ki mamru, when they're like the grass called mamru, so I guess it's chumsi ki mamru. It's they're both good. The chumsi leaves are good, and the grass called mamru is good, which I don't know what mamru is. It's kind of grass.
Herb called bald money.
Bald money. Good. Beninke bepume, and he should take it in his mouth. Now, he should take it in his mouth. Where am I up to? I'm sorry, I skipped. Beikra de chumsi adav. The root of the chumsi, whatever that was, iris and whatever that word was, adav mimamri, is better than mamri. So the leaves of chumsi are as good as mamru. And the root of chumsi is better than mamru. Beninke bepume, he should take it in his mouth. Now, Hani l'onkibukli. These leaves are good to make sure it doesn't get worse. It stops the spread or the growth of these pimples. That's what happens. Now, l'vishuli, if you want to, all the moisture should gather in them, so then you could break them open, like it should, you know, get ripe, meaning get finished. So then lazy paru the reishnafya. For that, you bring bran that's on top of a sifter when you sift the flour. and you bring lentils with the dirt around them, and you bring fenugreek, and a flower that grows in hops, and he should take the smell of a walnut in his mouth, and that will help the boils reach its peak, meaning, so to speak, gather all the pus or whatever it is, so it should be ready to be cured. And then to open them up so the liquid should come out, the pus should come out and heal. Lymphically chabre, his friends should go into his mouth, into his throat. Shechtachli chiyurta, these are the seeds of white. Shachal is cress.
Cress.
Begila the chitza, using a straw made out of the, you know, from the thing of a wheat. What am I looking for? The
stalk of the wheat.
Wheat straw, okay. And lasuki, period. Lasuki, that's to make it heal completely, to heal. Later, after mitula the betakise, you should bring dirt from the shade of the stones of the Beis HaKiseh, meaning down under their shadow, the nigvu bedusha, and mix it with honey, the nechon, you should eat it. And that will cause the malilei, that will be good for it. Rashi. And in the Roman language, it is called whatever. Chumsi kimami, alish shechaimim, is as good. Whatever that word is, it's good sultry, whatever it is. The root of this plant is better. Mamru is shivduni lashemayri. Hani chumsi mamri look me achaylish for yinaf of yaisimi dai. If it's to keep, then it should get worse. That's one thing. With Shuli Avos, you should stop it later, Shalem. The pus should get to the Taichon, the Yaitik, Shivkuai, some should come out when you crack them open. Pari Dimash Nah, Yasubim, Gdalem, should suffer from the Maila Benapa, that stay on top of the sifter, Shimaragdim, when they sift it. The Tabachi Bafrayo, Adashim, Upper Shizitlu Shibahem, the lentils with dirt that was taken out from them, or they ripped it out from the ground. Shaluti, Tarasun, is very Greek. The Chumas, the Kushi, Parakshi, the Kishis, like the flower that grows with the hops, Nanguza Shiragas, the Tuki Ababuas, Jibaku with Hate Alekha, that the pus should come out, Nimbuka, the grain, the Begila, the Chitzu Shukhola, which is Halo, Yachna Zerash Cholu, Zerka Bereshechan, the seed of the, what's the name, Kresh, you go in from one end, the extent of the Kriv Shukhola, Arapli, Sablio, until down to his bottom of his throat, and the Mabu Chaber Bereshechan. Meaning you should put that tube and that straw in all the way down and then blow on the other end. They'll hit the pimples. To heal them, the tools of the sadhus in the field, they're made like a seat. Back to the Gemara.
By Margretin?
Yes.
Margretin?
I'm waiting, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I heard you say this is a Kabbalah, but is this medicinal or gulot?
So, I don't know if you were here when I introduced it. There are three kinds of refuahs the Gemara discusses. These are medicinal. These things, if you mix one thing with the other thing, that's medicinal. Then there's the ones like Kameya that are called Refuah Zguli. They work because of Zgulus. And then there's the ones that, you know, for some reason they're empowered. And then there's the third one, which is called the Lachash. They just say words and it works. And that's like the hardest one to understand because that gets involved in when it's considered okay and when it's considered Daki or Mairi.
Okay, so they're all
medicinal. These that we're talking about now are medicinal.
But every one of these three categories are usher.
I'm sorry?
All three categories are usher to use today.
Right, all three categories are asked to use today, but the ones of the Gemara, because they don't work anymore because Nishan Hateva. Now, there are Kameyas that certain Gedalim write even today. There is a concept of Kameyas. There are Gedali Yisrael that will write a Kameya, an amulet, and tell the person to wear it. And it's closed off and nobody knows what's written in it. And that's supposed to, again, it works. I never saw one in action, but they're definitely Gedalim that lived in the last 50, 75 years, I don't know if today, that wrote amulets and gave it to people. So that is still used by certain people who know what they're doing.
Thank you.
Back to Levarsum. Levarsum is a illness that comes from the head and drips out the nose. Does he identify what it is that drips out?
Mucus.
Rashi, Levarsum, Chayli, Shikar, whatever is Levarsum, Arash, Erech, Chaytum, it comes through the nose. He should bring the shear of the fruit that grows on a certain tree called the pistica. The fruit is called pistica. Does he identify which tree it is?
It's being a cedar cone, whatever that is. Cedar cone.
A medicine that's called nishter. The size of that fruit from a medicine called nishter, and he should bring a walnut type of frankincense, sweetened frankincense, and a spoonful of white honey, a mali natla bas mechuzda chamer nikida, and a keli that holds a revius from the city of Mechuza. Different cities had different measurements. This is the Mechuza revius of pure wine that's not red. Mali natla, a revius full bas mechuzda from Mechuza, that measurement. Chamer nikida is pure wine. Minishnukinu b'hadadadi, you cook them all together. Chibasho, and when it's cooked, nishter, he should, the chibasho nishter, and when that amount of that bifu is cooked, that's a raya that they're all cooked, meaning that's the one that takes longest to cook. Basho lekule is a raya that they all cooked. Rashi, the krashi. The nishter kishir galant, the shear of a certain fruit of a cedar tree, the sam nishtar from the medicine called nishtar, shikarim, whatever it is, chalbana lushasa, chalbana masuka, which is sweetened chalbana, shikarim kalma, tarva the kaf, not with the mazu gravias, kama nikida yayin tohu, yopushen adan, pure wine, that not red. If you basha nishtar basha kulot, when you see the nishtar cooked, that's a riot, it's all cooked, that's simi yalach. They're all cooked, because it is hardest. Not he should bring a revius of milk of a white goat. When the tarfat las karchi krava, to drip the milk on three stalks of cabbage. The type of Yetven was so he calculated cool bikli. The Nifkashe begabs, he should cook and mix this thing in with a stick from the marmoin tree. If he basho gabs the marmoin, and when that stick cooks, basho likule, that's a riot that's all cooked. Rashi? The Nifshe begaz the marmor, Yagav has dairy to stir the pot because he's my marmorin. I guess that he, I don't know what he does with it. I assume he drinks it.
Or drink the potion.
It didn't say it so in the Gemara before, so I don't know where he got it from. I guess he drinks it.
He said there also to drink it.
Okay. Below, I see Nafka the Kalbach of Europe. should bring the waste of a white dog, the nikvah ben natva, and he should mix it with a spice called natva, which is hatsari in the, we say in the Kabbalah, hatsari, enel suraf, hanaytav me'atzi haktav, it's sap. It comes from the ktav tree, so that's what natva is. The kama de efshe natva, and leinecho. If he has any other refuah, he should stay away from eating waste material of a dog. Why? The mafrik. Because it causes the bones to get dislocated from each other. Has a bad impact. Might help this illness, but it causes other problems. Rashi napka the kabachiyura tzayah shakal of loven. Nigma benatza tzori. Bekamet emshle berfuah cheres. And it's happening b'chol yoy. Either to suffer silently, meaning to control himself in the illness, or to use a different refuah, he's better off nifkele nechol yechol tzayah shakal of loven. The mafrik benatza kevarov. It causes the dislocation of his bones. Back to the Gemara. The gira is a illness that causes pain in the eye. Does he give a better language than that? Sharp pains in the eye? Did he say anything else?
No.
Pericarditis.
Inflammation of the membranous bag surrounding the heart that causes sharp, piercing pain.
But the heart? Does that do with the heart?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
The pain in the eye. Anyway, Lacey Gira the little sup. He brings a kind of stone that's like a arrow that falls with hail. The nishpache, and he should turn over the stone that the point is downward. The nishpache, I mean, the nishte maya loye, he should pour water on it. The nishte, drink it. The loy, he should take water that a dog had drunk from at night. The nishdai, but he should make sure that it's not around where snake was. And drinks it, and that will heal him. Rashi, the Rashi gives the losa. I'm sorry, you're a chayla shikayin rashpunta. You're the losa chet shalilus. Evan shashul kechet. When it fell into my bar, it falls with the bar. The nivka ukas lamata. Obeys the ad lamayla. The handle should be up, and the point should be down. And he should Rashi writer. When the dami galuya shiva mokum shein nachas matzoi. Where snakes are not common. The Giluye, if somebody drank water that was uncovered and a snake had put in poison there, Ambika the Chamrachaya, he should drink a revius of undiluted wine. That's what helps cure that. Rashi, Ampaka, the revius of Chen Shem Akli, that's the name of the Kli. Lemursa, which is a boil that's on his skin, Ampaka the Chamra of the Tulana. You should drink a revius of wine mixed in with a certain red plant called Allah. Rashi, the Morse Klug, Allah Tulana, Allah's Edlaim Kimintalah Shani. It's a red plant of Allah. Does he identify which one it is?
Hello.
Okay, thank you very much. We'll stop here and we will continue Mechashem tomorrow. Again, I will be on the phone tomorrow. And I don't know how far this refuah Gemara goes. Yeah, it goes into the Ayin of Aleph. I guess tomorrow we'll still be doing some. Wonderful day.
Thank you.